Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've got to get to some storylines here. As we go into the NFL divisional round, obviously some things get super magnified and some things get left behind. So in the spirit of that, we're going to go through some of these storylines and tell you what's being overhyped, what's being underhyped, and what's kind of getting the appropriate attention here. Are you ready?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. So let's start with the Rams and the Buccaneers game. Odell Beckham Jr.'s reemergence. Where's this on your hype scale?
Okay. So between overhyped, appropriately hyped, and underhyped, this is as overhyped as they come.
I got to say, I'm just fired up to be here today. Pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
As usual, Odell Beckham.
Steve Ballmer.
He's getting so much attention. Let me read to you how many catches he's had in his recent games. He had four catches in this big heroic game against Arizona in a blowout win over a team that shouldn't have even been on the field. Before that, he had two catches in the loss to San Francisco to end the season. Five catches, four catches, one catches. He's a utility guy. He is not a major factor here. The production isn't there. It's just that he's Odell Beckham Jr., and we all remember the one-handed catch and the hair and everything that goes with it. I think the hype is way out of control.
Man, I always thought this was underhyped, actually.
I hate being left out, whether it's not being picked for a team or being picked for a team and then showing up and realizing that the team doesn't exist or that the sport doesn't exist. I should have known. Poop ball?
Thank you, Michael Scott. I think this is underhyped. Because it's Odell, this could get to like mammoth proportions. It's actually pretty calm right now, and I applaud everybody for not going so over the top on the Odell stuff.
Is that Michael Scott clip a little too long that it kind of... I didn't even remember what we were talking about before. Okay,
we're going to shorten it.
Okay, next storyline, and you can tell me if it's overhyped, appropriately hyped, or underhyped. Tom Brady is older than the other three remaining NFC coaches. Is that overhyped, appropriately hyped, or underhyped?
This is getting way overhyped.
I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
Yeah, it's nothing. It doesn't mean anything because Brady's just a weirdo alien that dropped off from some other universe and some other of one of your post-apocalyptic television shows and is here. It doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything for the future. Doesn't mean anything for other quarterbacks. It's just Brady is the outlier.
Yeah, it's called California, that weird post-apocalyptic place. To me, this is underhyped because I didn't even know that until we put this together.
I should have known. Poop ball?
Yeah, I had no idea Tom Brady was older than these guys.
Well, so, everyone loves people love a young quarterback. We love a young head coach.
So who are
Boy
they?
Boy genius.
Yeah, you said it's LaFleur, McVay. Who's the other? And, Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan's younger than Tom Brady?
I think Shanahan's only 41. And Brady's
42. What is going on here? So I hate to say it, but that's going to inform what teams hire in this hiring cycle. Might as well go young. I mean, the results are there.
Yeah, I think they keep doing that, but doesn't bode well for guys like Jim Caldwell and some of these other really accomplished coaches who should get another shot.
Side note, I finished Man in the Arena last night. Might have gotten a little emotional, might have shed a tear.
Hold on to that, too, because I want to circle back on that. All right, more storylines. How about the 49ers and the Packers game? The idea that Mike Shanahan can't hold a lead. Kyle Shanahan. We all know what Mike did. Overhyped, underhyped, appropriately hyped.
I think that is overhyped. Because
I'm just fired up to be here today.
I don't think anyone thinks he's going to have a lead in this game. How is he going to go into Lambeau, especially if Nick Bosa is hurt or Fred Warner is not 100%? I don't think the 28-3 scenario that we had at the halftime in the Super Bowl has any chance of repeating here. I'm not worried about Kyle Shanahan's inability to chew clock up.
I think this one's being underhyped.
I should have known. Poop ball?
Yeah, this could be poop ball because we just saw it happen in the wild card round. They had the lead and they coughed it up because of those two injuries mostly. But until Shanahan in a big game can finish the job, I guess, in terms of like winning the Super Bowl or not blow a big lead, I think we have to keep talking about it. Let's move on. Bengals and Titans. Joe Burrow's swagger. Is that being overhyped, underhyped, appropriately hyped?
Appropriately hyped.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Also went on a little long.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Larry had so many pretties.
Yeah, that was a slow pretty good from Larry David. Curb your enthusiasm. I'm going to go. Did I already answer that? That clip was so long. It's appropriately hyped.
Yes.
I am so into the Joe Burrow, cool Joe Burrow, and I think everyone is. I have no idea if the Cincinnati Bengals football team can match this storyline, but Joe Burrow is saying and doing everything exactly right. It's like a giant love affair with the media and Joe Burrow, and I'm on board. I'm on the hype train.
Yeah, I think that this one's being overhyped.
I'm just fired up to be here today.
We love cool quarterback, confident quarterback, but the real thing here is not just about Joe Burrow and what he does against the Titans. The real thing is going to be, can that Bengals defensive line be healthy enough to actually hold up against not just Derrick Henry, but Freeman is a great runner. The Titans offensive line is one of their offensive line is one of the best. The Bengals defensive line, that's really where our focus should be.
Yeah, you're all football nerd today.
I know. Look at me. I can't get out of it.
Whole
show.
Let's just watch Joe Burrow smoke a cigar after the game and enjoy the Joe Burrowness. Okay, next storyline. Derrick Henry's return for the Titans. Is that overhyped, appropriately hyped, or underhyped?
I think this one's appropriately hyped.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I think we're on it. We're checking the injury reports. You know, I'm not sure what he's going to look like coming off of a surgery. But I think everyone's not just appropriately hyped. I think everyone's appropriately, you know, like the rest of the league is on notice a little bit. If Henry comes back and looks like he did in the beginning of the season, last year, throughout his career, the Titans all of a sudden turn into a much, much different opponent. Much more formidable.
Okay, I'm going to go overhyped.
I'm just fired up to be here today.
Just because the success that the Titans had when Derrick Henry was gone, the numbers were almost identical. Running, it seems like for Tennessee, it's more like a system, more of a mindset. And Deontay Foreman and everybody else who filled in did a great job. Listen, I may live to regret this one because Derrick Henry could go for 200 yards, but I feel like the Titans are going to lean on the Bengals. And even if Henry wasn't there, I don't think it would change the line that much.
All right, let's go to our final one, which is the refs are ruining games. Is this been appropriately hyped, underhyped, or overhyped?
To me, this is appropriately hyped.
Pretty good.
Twitter has become a place, and all social media, where we just get together and complain about the officials. Yes. And I'm there for it because I'm very frustrated, especially holding when it's not clear. There's nothing to me more frustrating as a fan when there's a 60-yard touchdown and it's called back on a holding and then the holding is marginal. Ugh. As Tom Brady,
or away from the play. That's the worst.
As Tom Brady sent out, I think it was like week 4 of 2020 season. He's like, why are you calling so much holding? And then magically all the holding disappeared. I just think it's the playoffs. Let them play a little bit more.
So part of this to me is being underhyped.
I should have known. Poop ball.
And the part of it that's being underhyped is how these officiating crews are all now mixed up in the postseason where you have like the one head guy and the second in command, they stay together, but everyone else is coming from a different crew. This never made sense to me. It still doesn't. I don't get why you would take full officiating crews from one season. They work all year together, and then you mix it up when the games mean the most.
Absolutely.
So stupid.
Also, they introduced this new rule where they can randomly review calls from New York, but they've never explained how it works to anybody.
Yeah, plus the other five officials that are miraculously like appear on the field and they still get these calls wrong.
Yeah, it's like kind of a big industry. There's a lot of betting going on. You might want to tell us, hey, what are the rules here of when you can have this, what is it called, an instant review or something?
Yeah, it would be nice to know about that.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I like that they can have a fail-safe here, but I feel like the coach is like, should I challenge? Did you just challenge? Was that a challenge? I have no idea. So you're right. And the multiple crews, I couldn't agree more. Jerome Boger, officiating is going to be a story this weekend. We know that is a fact.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.